Yep, right, we're gonna start.
He's on bullshit.
Yeah, yep. Recording in progress. Welcome back to the It's Just Jose podcast, man.
Hey, man, that's my thing, man.
Oh, my bad, Steven. I'm in a different multiverse, Steven.
Oh. This is big crackhead energy. I'm sorry. Welcome. So another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Ballard, a.k.a. Baby Giannis. A.k.a. is bulking season.
Oh, you figured it out? Okay.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm going to be eating on this podcast for those of you that are watching. If you don't watch, then I'm sorry if you hear me chew and shit, but it is bulking season. Derek.
I don't think they care either way, bro.
Derek. Yeah, you heard me, nigga. Anyways, I'm here with my good friends in real life. First, Jesse Pink.
What's going on, man?
He's going to talk like this for the whole 40 minutes. Watch. He's going to do this the entire time.
A.K.A. Doll on My Feet, A.K.A. Baby Samoa Joe, A.K.A. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. And also, my good friend, Derek Smalls, who needs to be bulking. Go eat.
Dang, man.
Can we just, you know, let's just... what's up,
bro? A.K.A. B. Smalls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr., A.K.A. Mr. Meat Man. Where do you get good sources of protein? Meat, nigga, go eat something. Why are you so, no, matter of fact, hi, Jesse, how are you doing today, man?
Man, I'm cool, bro. How you doing today?
That's cool.
I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know, just hit the weights this morning.
Just gonna go ahead and mute myself. That's this is clearly an A and B conversation, so I'm a...
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I'm glad he cut himself off before that corny ass show.
Yeah, damn, for sure. Anyway,
did he cut off? Damn. Oh, well.
How you mute yourself, bro? You said, for I see.
You did.
It's like, nobody didn't stop you. You stopped yourself. That's how I know that shit was going to land. Like, you yourself said it to yourself. You said, nah, that ain't going to hit.
Jesse, you said that Derek stopped himself. That's funny. I feel like I've heard that before.
So, man, the NFL playoffs look real shaky, huh? I mean, seeding is just, wow, crazy, right?
Nah, we know that's set.
Insane, right?
Man, no, that's set. No, the seeding's set. There's also a super set, if you will.
Oh, you're hilarious. You're funny.
Man, this tea is really good.
Oh. Tea is usually pretty good.
Tea is typically pretty good, man.
What is the tea, Jesse?
It's a very healthy tea.
Is it like a green tea? Is it like a white? Is it a chamomile?
No, it's a chai. It's a chai tea.
Oh, okay.
It's a Pakistani tea. I just went on ahead and did that today.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Health is wealth, you know?
Health is wealth, yeah. It's just
that's what they say.
And since that's the topic for today's podcast, I'm going to just say this. I'm only taking this tea so like it can relax my muscles and all that, because tomorrow is like where everything fully kicks salute. It fully like kicks in. So like tomorrow's where I like get to do all of my training sessions. Like it starts. And that run is not gonna be pretty. That's the running part is like gonna be the one where I'm like really, that's gonna really like be a challenge for me. It's not me running. It's never me running. It's starting to run. Cause like then it's like you gotta get your heart rate up a certain time, and then you gotta, you know, do all that. When I'm in the middle, when I get to like that middle and my heart rate's up, oh, I'd be gone. But that's gonna be the hardest part for me this next week. Cause I already have my workout schedule set. I've already have changed my sets, different set, different targeting. And based off of what I saw last week, I've already seen like some couple adjustments like in my strength and all that. But This running shit is really finna kick my ass this week. This is where I'm really finna be like, good God.
hate running.
I hate it. I hate it though. That's gonna be it. Cause like I said, I had changed like my targets and like my training last week, and it was pretty good. I was surprisingly stronger than I was gonna originally think I was, but so that's the only thing. That's the only thing, bro. I'm gonna hate this running. And then I was like, you know, you should substitute it with a bike. And it was like, why are you cheating yourself? You're supposed to run.
Bike shit all day.
You do bike all day. And like, you know what I do? Like for me, you know, I put up the intensity up like for the biking. So that's gonna be tough. But I'll switch to the biking if like the running, I'm like, hey, bro, like my legs are shot. I can't do this. But I'm gonna try to stick to running close to possible.
Shoot, depending on how hard your workout is, it may be that way. Your legs may be done by the time you try to run.
Bro, I'm trying to do...
If it's at the end of the workout.
Nah, it's at the start, bro. 3 to 5 on the start, bro.
Oh, so it's like your warm-up almost.
No. I'm not doing a 3 to 5 mile run as a warm-up. I'm saying that like...
I thought you meant 3 to 5 minutes.
No. I have to do a 3 to 5 mile run a day. I have to do that. Yeah. It don't matter if it's before. It don't matter if it's after. It don't matter if you split it up. You just got hit. You got hit at least 3. You got to hit at least 3, bro.
More power to you.
That's going to be hell. Tomorrow is not where I'm not going to feel it. It's the third day. Because that's when I'm be like, okay.
Track was not a fun experience for me. And when I did run track, I used to hate that sport.
What? So like you used to do, what was like your experience in track though? Because at HF, like we had a pretty decent track team.
here he go again.
I remember going to some of your meets.
For sure. Oh, now you're both going to gaslight me. Gotcha. This is cool.
Hey, man, you know what?
Justin did the 200. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to?
Who's your favorite teacher, Josh?
I said Jesse went. I didn't say I went, nigga. I would, like, come and, like, you know, I get my driver's license my junior year. So sometimes I'll take my mom's car after school and go see his.
Drive all the way out to the
summer. I would, because that's my friend.
That's
and then we'll go get Five Guys afterwards.
Exactly. Let's see what Pico has to say about that. Pico says he agrees with that. Yeah, absolutely.
I heard him. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Pico is not a human.
Don't say that in front of Pico. He's very self-conscious.
Derek's like, but Josh, it's a pick. Oh, man. So, on a health and wealth tip or pick, that's what I'm on right now. What you been on, bro? Did you just change your workout? I'm sorry. I'm reframing from saying exercising or working out because I tried to say training, because training is exercising with a purpose. Because I have something in mind that I'm trying to do, right? There's a certain thing I'm trying to do. Like if you're exercising to bulk, you're training to bulk. So like, did you change your training regimen, Josh? Or did you just, what you doing now?
Yeah. So this one is a little bit more compound heavy. Yeah. So today I did my warm up. I did lat pull downs just because if you're doing anything chest, you should do something back first to sort of like help sustain that. And then I did 2 sets heavy on the bench press after I did warm up and all that kind of stuff. 2 sets heavy on the bench press. I went down, I did 1 set of 15 for like just for volume, and then I did another 2 heavy sets. And then I did, you know, a bicep tricep superset, a incline dumbbell press, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So like tomorrow I'm gonna do legs. I'm gonna do that same method with my squats, so I can like sort of get my squats a little bit higher. I would like to get 2 or 3 15 squat.
I love how we're so polar opposite. Like you have a more of a focus on your legs. I have a more focus on my upper body.
Well, no, it's not, it's just tomorrow's leg day. Today was upper body day.
No, I'm just saying in general, I've always have noticed that with us.
No, I think what happens is that like last time when we come to talk about this, I'll talk about legs because I usually do it. I did it on Sunday. So it's just like, it's still very
that's facts. All. Facts. I got you. My bad.
I want to look like complimentary. I don't want to have big legs and then like weak upper body, you know, like I like that sort of thing. So
my thing, I'm just trying to be solid all around because like I already got a big frame. So all I'm just trying to do is try to cut back on as much fat as I can and just slim down. Cause I like where I'm at now. So I'm just like, cause I've noticed like for the last 3 years, like you've gone up in your weight and muscle. I've noticed in the last 3 years or so, I have stayed at the same weight, but I don't look that same weight. So I'll look, for example, like when we first started like 3 years ago, I looked any and everything of 230. Now I don't look 230. So it's just now like the way how I'm carrying my weight. I've noticed that a lot. Now I'm like, some nice little fitness stuff. I like that. How you getting back into the process, Derek?
Workout language, yeah. Supersets, lifting, all that.
You know these words, shut up.
Right, shut up, bro. Like you're not gonna get back into the grind.
Stop right? Running from it.
It's coming, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Today's a new week, or wow, that doesn't make sense. This week is a new week, so we'll see what it brings.
What's your focus for this week?
I didn't get the chance to go shopping today, so.
I was just about to ask you.
I have to get my food tomorrow.
I was just about to ask you, are you going to focus more on the, is this week going to be your week focused more on the eating part instead of the working out part? Like, which one do you think you're going to have much more of? Are you going to compartmentalize it? Because like that's at least for me in my journey, I had to compartmentalize. Like it was no problem for me going to the gym. If you wanted me to work out, that was no problem. Having me get in the gym and telling me to stay at a certain amount of hours to get in the gym, that was not a problem. It was me going like, you have to change how you eat. And I was like, what? So that was the biggest part for me. So I had to like, before I went to the gym, I was like, I'm going to change the way I eat because shout out to Athlete X, because I'll never forget when Athlete X, they said this. You cannot keep going to the gym and you keep eating the same shitty foods. And I was like,
that's very true.
That's very true.
Very true.
I'm going to keep it like he kept it a bean and I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm going to keep doing that.
Can't go to the gym and then eat Five Guys afterwards. That's kind of counterproductive.
It depends.
I mean, because it's kind of counterproductive to me.
It depends. So, like, if you're cutting back on some of the parts of Five Guys that can make it fatty, or like if you're bulking, you're trying to more so try to get that protein stuff in, or if you don't really matter and you're just trying to get them calories in, it all differs. But if you're like someone that's like, oh, I'm just trying to lose weight, get nice and slim, and all that stuff, this is not an attack on women. This sounds like it's about to be, because dudes do this. Everyone does this. Where it's like, oh, I think I'm finna get a nice light salad. And then the salad is like, bro, this bacon bits deep fried here. Like, what do you mean?
Bacon bits and like the salad dressing that's like 400 calories.
Right. I'm just like, dog, like, what you mean? Like, you gotta change it. So do you think you gonna like kind of do it like that?
I kind of have a genuine question about that though. Cause like, if people don't put dressing on salad, like what else are you gonna put on there? While still keeping it relatively healthy,
you could do
you
like
can a, still. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say like you. It can. It really depends. Like it's like maybe you can put like a ranch dressing on there, but like you have to be cognizant of the amount of calories that you're gonna hit. If your whole thing is about losing the weight and all that, then you have to be cognizant that 400 plus calorie is going to eat into the max amount of calories that you're going to have that day. You also have to depend on the calorie, the quality of it too, because most of it might be a lot of sugar and it might be a lot of fat. So then like that's boosting up your carbs right there or your fat right there. And then you have to factor that in. If you don't want to do all any of that, then consider like a healthier, or a lighter option. Like vinaigrettes help sometimes, or a nice little Italian dressing those help sometimes. Those still are a little bit calorie heavy, but they're not as calorie heavy as a ranch. Ranch is like, ranch be sticking on you.
So. Or like Caesar dressing.
Yeah.
Or I mean, even like getting the fat free. Well, first of all, like, there's no such thing as a bad food, to be completely honest with you. Yeah. It's just like getting a full meal at Five Guys is going to cut into whatever calorie intake you have for the day, eat one way or the other. And so it mm-hmm. helped, like, if you're, like, you, like just said, if you're bulking, I mean, like, it kind of, I wouldn't say it doesn't matter, but, like, you can be a little bit more reckless than if, like, if you're trying to cut.
Yeah, a little bit more leniency, for sure.
Yeah, if you're trying to cut and lose weight, then it's, like, you really have to be, like, I think that eating is hard on both spectrums, but it's all relative. Like, when you're cutting, you have to be so conscious about every little single thing that you're eating versus when you're bulking, it's, like, bro, I just don't feel like fucking eating right now. Like, I really right. don't. Like right. I think literally what I just had. So I just had my shake. I had two Crustables and I had a yogurt. That was 1,400 calories. Like, and I'm still going to eat that's dinner
kind of,
tonight.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah, like, you be putting your numbers up, like, in our chat. And, like, I be, like, it don't be sounding like a lot of food. But I guess, like, yeah, I guess you're really conscious of, like, the number
well,
that,
like,
that each so, thing is going to hit. Because, like, the way you be describing your meals, it don't even sound like you're cooking a lot, but you're getting a lot from it.
Packed in there, exactly. Yeah. That's like even when...
Because like those three things, well, I guess the shake itself, that's a lot. Maybe, yeah, maybe I'm just not thinking of it from that standpoint. Because the other three items to me don't seem like a lot, but you adding the shake in there.
Each Uncrustable is like 210. So that's 420 right there. Plus the mm-hmm. yogurt yeah. is like 160. So that's about... what 600 calories right there, and then the
so then it's the shake that's making up the other half.
Well, the shake, well, the other thing I do is it's a lot of peanut butter, and peanut butter is a very calorie dense food. Like, you don't need a whole bunch of peanut, like the amount of peanut butter in a tablespoon is not a lot of peanut butter. And so I use a huge scoop of peanut butter in that, on top of, like, I did two scoops of protein and a banana and all this other kind of stuff. So, like, yeah, like it'll add up very quickly.
Yeah. And then, like, on the polar opposite side, for me, like, I always have, like, at least 200 calories or, like, 100 calories left to spare. And then for me, I'll be like, yeah, that's it right there. But I don't even be noticing that. I thought the calorie intake, because at first I had it moderately high because I'm using the same MyPlate app. But then I just said, nah, let's make it a little bit challenging and cut it down. And I thought that was going to be an issue. But I've learned that's not an issue at all. That has not been the issue. But what the change has really been is, like, in the, you know, in the food diary and the percentages. I think one time I had put my my days in, and Josh was like, bro, this makes no fucking sense.
No, it was like 2 days ago, because it was something weird. Like, it was like 30% fat. 45%.
Is that when he asked you, did you eat a bison?
No, that was the one.
It was something where it was only like 20% carbs. I'm like, how the fuck did you do this, dude? Like,
that's my thing. Like, I really do watch what I eat. So for me, sometimes the shift for me, it was like, okay, well, being under a certain amount of calories, that don't matter to me no more. Cause I got that master apparently. Now it has to be, shout out to Athlean X, the quality of, like, how I do the food now. It's just more of, like, what's in the food at this point. It's like, how many grams of, I'm like, how many grams of protein is in here? Okay, cool. How many grams of, my three things I look at, how many proteins, how much gram, my four, how much protein is in here, how much fat is in here, how much carb is in here, and what is the calorie? And now I look at that. Because for me, I try to hit, there's a certain number of calories I try to hit a day. And I go over it a lot. So I'll just be like, okay, cool. And
what's your carb count? Because that was the only thing that I was like, dog, I don't know. Like, I don't know, but anyone that, like, cuts out carbs completely is like, that's not.
No, you can't cut out carbs at all. You cannot cut out your carbs. My carbs, I at least, if I'm like in the 100 range for carbs, I'll accept that.
I know, but what does it say that they're supposed to get on the app? Because mine is like, something
for carbs.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be in 100 for my carbs.
100 a day.
I'm supposed to be 100 a day for my carbs. Yeah, which is kind of weird, but it's supposed to be about 100 a day in my carbs. Sometimes I go a little bit over that.
I was gonna say that sounds very low.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's on the quote unquote projected, calculated quote unquote extreme side of how much calorie intake I'm supposed to have. But I always go over that carb count though. Some days I don't, because it depends on, you know, when I start doing it, I was like at my mom's crib, right? So it really, some of it was like a mixture of, I just got what I got here and what's just around here in Chicago. That's a little bit different now that I'm back in my apartment. So that carb count's going to be decently high, especially now that I'm about to start back running. Like that's about to go up.
Yeah.
That's about to go up. No, I've never been a fan of the cup carbs.
I mean, it's just not smart.
But you know what? I understand why people do it though. Cause most of the time it's like this. Most of the time people associate carbs with redefined and fried fats and sugars. So like when most people think of, like when they say carbs, they'd be like, you know, no bread, no rice, all that. It's just like, you can have bread and rice in that. You need, actually, that's actually very smart for you to have it. Maybe you need to switch your white bread to wheat bread for a little bit to be a little bit more healthier. Maybe it needs to be from white to brown rice. It depends on that. Maybe it needs to be, you need to just cut how many carbs that you're having. Or maybe instead of not having those carbs, have complex carbs. Like the creme de la creme of complex carbs. Maybe you need some more sweet potatoes. Maybe you need some more squash. Zucchini is a nice little source of carbs. Like maybe you need to switch and do that. But you need those complex carbs to keep it moving. I just think when people think of carbs, they think of redefined sugars and fats, because there's a lot of carbs in like those sweets and those fast food things. And it's like, no, that's going to kind of like how when people be like, I don't want this to have no calories. It's like there's calories in everything you eat. Like there's going to be carbs in everything you eat. There's going to be fats in everything you eat. It really matters on how you like what you're eating, what you're not eating. Like I think that's what it is. Kind of similar how when people say, you know, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, what's your goal? I just want to lose my stomach, my arms, man. I want to get toned. I want to get, you know, it's like that. And it's just like, I looked at my weight like keeps going up. And it's just like, if you just got a traditional scale that just shows your weight, you might want to toss that. You might want to opt in for a more complex weight metrics that shows your body fat percentage, your muscle, and your water. Because there's days where my weight will go up or two, but I also know I slam damn near over the recommended gallon, milliliters of water. Cause I'd be around like 130 sometimes. I'd be like, ooh, big dog, you need to tone that down a little bit. But that sometimes taxes on me. So you gotta put that in perspective. And it's just like, I'm not really looking at weight. You gotta look at your body fat percentage. And then you gotta see, like, you can physically see where it lies in your body, but you also got to see, go get that diagnostic. It's like, okay, you have, let's say, 50, 35% of its body fat.
That's, do you see Derek's screen?
Oh, yeah. Pico said he looks like a prick. But yeah, that's what you got.
I also like that you named him Pico and not Picky.
I try to call him that, but he said he didn't like that. So that's fair.
So yeah. Hi, how are you? My name is Derek Small. Looking at
him. He looked like a realtor. I'm not gonna hold you.
He does. Like
I he would looks like a realtor.
I would buy a house from him. Like
probably.
Sorry. My apologies. You said I'm selling houses out here.
I would let you sell me in like a two bedroom. I don't feel comfortable. I'm getting a good price.
That's my. If we didn't have to wear masks, that's like my college fair face. Like, hi, my name's Derek. Let me talk to you about Illinois.
I'd be like, we're not going to his college.
you go say he's wait what wait did somebody just say wait 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 what'd you say?
I don't think the audio picked up on that, but y'all know what I said. Y'all know what I said. I don't think the audio picked up on it, and I'm not gonna say it again, but y'all know what I said. Y'all know what I said.
Jesse, I swear to God, I almost choked in my water, nigga.
But yeah, so I think that's what. Like, yeah, like, so, you know, those are the things you need to focus on. And
I'm not letting you off the hook. You still have to answer Jesse's question about what's going to be
hard. So, like, what do you do?
I was trying to, but
hold on.
I was trying to, you went on a monologue.
Hold on.
I was trying.
Hold on.
Relax.
What I was going to ask is because we started to have this debate the other day. Jesse said bread, and then I triggered We talked about this.
We talked about
what is more important to a grilled cheese sandwich, the cheese or the bread?
You know my stance. We talked about this on the phone.
And you're wrong.
I'm not, but it's okay.
You are.
I think the safest thing is to say the cheese because we're saying it's a grilled cheese.
Let me make
Hold on, wait. I'm not done yet. I think the safest thing to say is a grilled cheese.
Don't play both sides. Say it with your heart. Say it with your heart.
However, damn it. Let me speak. Let me finish.
You got it.
A classic grilled cheese is pasteurized American cheese. You do need a good bread, though. Like, you do need a nice, solid bread.
Here you go, playing both sides.
So, it might be the bread.
Here's my argument for the bread. Have a grilled cheese on regular white bread, and then have a grilled cheese on, like, a specialty, like, sourdough bread. Two completely different sandwiches.
Completely different.
Because, and then the other thing is, you can throw damn near any cheese on a grilled cheese, and it's good.
See, right? I don't think that's true.
You could do the Kraft singles cheese. You could do the real artisan cheese. You could do the Gouda.
We talking brand or type of cheese? Because you named brands.
He did do brand, but like I think he also.
So like Kraft singles versus like a Colby Jack. That's not a brand. That's a type of cheese. That's what I'm saying. Like you could do mozzarella.
But when you said Kraft, I thought you was talking about brands.
Okay. No, I'm saying
you just like the American sliced cheeses or like
the, like specifically the ones that are singularly wrapped. Yeah. Or you could do like cheddar, whatever. Yeah. You can mix up a couple different cheeses and it's good, fine, great. But if you have the wrong bread on it, it's gonna be a good sandwich. I'm not saying it's not a good sandwich. But if you have a better bread, like a rye or a sourdough.
Or a brioche.
A brioche. My nigga, that is a totally different
brioche
sandwich.
Brioche bread is pretty fire.
What I'm saying. Like, it really depends. Because, like, the cheese, like, yeah, it's a grilled cheese and the cheese matters. But then also, the cheese is the... Here we go. The cheese is the independent variable in that you can mix the cheese. You saw how I rolled my own eyeballs.
You turned this into an academic lecture.
It's just like, okay, whatever, right? But the dependent variable is the bread. Because you can mix, because the thing about cheese is like you can have, and Josh is right, you can have different types of cheese. And if you know your cheese as well, you can have a very strong tangy type of cheese. You can do a blend that's like mild and smooth. It depends on how you want that grilled cheese. But like, let's say I do a beautiful blend of Gouda, Kobe, and then a little bit of like aged sharp cheddar. That's a nice little blend for my cheese, but it might not pop or hit
It's not gonna hit on just regular fucking wheat bread, my nigga. It's not gonna hit on
regular wheat bread though.
But then the thing is that
you kind of don't want a bread that doesn't overtake the cheese. But it's like I put it to you like this. The grilled cheese, the fun part about a grilled cheese is that you can have different types of cheeses to make the grilled cheese fun. The bread is what makes it go like, this is good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the texture and all that, bro.
It's the bread.
I am a sourdough truther. All right, I believe sourdough is the perfect bread for this because it is light, it is airy, so that if you do it like me, I put the olive oil in the pan, I put the butter on top of the bread, so that when you put it in the pan, that it soaks up all the olive oil too, and then it becomes nice and crisp. That's not going to be the same as a regular piece of like Wonder Bread or a wheat bread, bro. That's not. It's just I live this life. All right, I seen things.
Which, like, in an instant.
Nigga, I didn't see Jesus.
It burns quick, Jesus. Too. It burns quick as hell.
All I see is Jesus.
You know?
Imagine if you, like, were, like, high on, like, weed or something, and, like, you just started seeing, like, talking cheese. Like, if you go to a Sox game, you know how they be having the shit? Like,
you need something stronger than weed for that, Bubba. You need something strong. Weed's just gonna make you real, real happy. If you did some mushrooms or some shit,
crack.
You're like, yo. Actually, let's ask the resident drug lord. Jesse, what's going to get you there quickest? You got the straight back saying, nigga.
It depends on the strand, though, bro. Like,
Jesse definitely knows a nigga named Fernando that wear Dickies and sandals. I was trying not to mess up the bar so bad. I was like, let me say this the correct way. I landed it. Yes.
No, Jesse does look like he just did a drop in an empty parking lot and just opened up his trunk. It's like, okay. Nice doing business with you. Just kept moving.
Poppy, good to see you.
Trey won't double back for another. Thank you.
A friend of ours.
But that depends on the strand, bro. That depends on the strand. And that's not even just smoking the weed. That depends on the edible too. Cause not everybody makes the same edible. Not everyone uses the same strand of edible. And not everyone can contain a good edible. Some people can go up to, for example, for an edible or even getting high. Some people could do like 20% of THC. Some people can only do 5.
He said it's levels to this. He said
I don't know drugs. Is that a lot? Like what's a lot to live?
It depends. I'm serious.
I'm learning.
It depends on you. No, it depends on you, bro. It depends on how much you take. It depends on how much you gonna tweak. That's on you, buddy.
That's funny.
And the only way how you gonna know that is unless you get to that point where you're just, for example, if you're doing your edibles, right? And you're like, okay, 10 milligrams. For some people, 10 milligrams, it's just like, oh, that ain't nothing. And they say you keep eating them. You keep eating them. Then you're going to get to 100 and you're like, oh, I found my stopping
point. It's kind of the same thing with alcohol. You don't know what your limit is. Like, as a college freshman, you don't know what your limit is until you throw up. So,
exactly. You don't know.
Kind of it is what it is.
You're on the floor like, stop recording me.
I knew you was going to bring that out. hey, fair, but all's fair. That's how I learned what my limit was.
This man was face down.
I had to embarrass myself to learn what my limit was.
Sometimes.
Luckily, I was around friends. Luckily, it wasn't in public, and I was like around friends.
Hey. The same.
Because it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse if I was at some random like house party or bar.
I don't think you would have landed this job if it was at a house party, big man. I'm just saying. They would have had you. I'm good. Stop recording me. Why is everybody looking at me? Stop it.
Could have been a lot worse.
Boy, your ass was gone.
Should have never showed Josh to me.
he was like,
hey, man. I was 18 years old?
Come on. Like, Derek, are you okay? Bro, am I going to graduate?
Also, the fact that you were 18 years old with like a full mustache is sending me for some reason. I don't know.
Well, I had a mustache in fourth grade. It's been like that. No, I'm serious. No, this is like a true story. I grew facial hair when I was in elementary school.
Yeah. I came in high school with a beard. Yeah. So
I had all this.
I got you.
Did you look like an undercover cop in like high school?
But you did. Wait, that is the difference.
Hey, like, kids. Where the drugs?
All my stuff started to come in, bro. You had the little Mario mustache coming out the gate. That's not good.
No, it was very weird because, like, we all went home for the summer, and then we come back first day of school, and everybody's like, who is this adult in the classroom?
Who's this very short man?
Fucking narc.
Yes, but hey, yes.
Smoke? Get out of here, you narc!
But yes, I've had.
Is that why they put you on the track team? They're like, oh, this grown ass nigga finna kill these kids. And they're like, what?
Oh, he was lit. He was like, he was drunk as hell talking about something. I don't think I'm gonna make it. He was
this
like,
nigga says, this nigga looked into the camera and said, stop recording me. That shit's funny as fuck, bro.
Bro, look.
Well, I was aware in some aspect. Technically, look, I was aware of what was going on. If we're getting technical.
Oh, God.
That was actually a very funny night.
That's so funny.
That sounds.
You have some of your best times in college.
But anyways, bread is more important than cheese on a grilled cheese.
It's definitely bread. It's definitely bread.
I guess. You have a point.
Now, if that bread had if that was an edible grilled cheese, I don't know. We got a whole different story here.
We got it. Yeah, that's
I also think. I guess the cheese aspect also does depend on taste, because some people don't like certain cheeses.
So. Some people like it sweet. Some people like it twangy, man.
Who likes sweet cheese?
I thought of something completely different when he said that statement. You
know it was, that's exactly why I said it.
My mind went to another place.
When you, said, no, it didn't go to another place. It went exactly where I wanted to go.
Oh, am I just the very innocent? Like, who eats sweet cheese? Like, what is that?
No, it's fine with me. You know, notice how he didn't question the twangy. He said, "Yeah, sure." But like sweet. Oh wait, he's froze. Oh Lord. Steven! Steven! Josh in the multiverse.
Josh is stuck in the multiverse, Mike.
Steven! Hold on. Steven! Josh in the multiverse! Oh. Right, he really look like a douche. Like he really look like a douchebag, bro. He like
he glitching like IG right now.
He glitching like all our Android users, all our Android fans.
Oh, there he is.
Now he's just like,
you back with us?
Right.
He said, whoa,
what,
guys.
What universe is this?
Nigga came through like Jamie Foxx, like this power. I love this.
Like, damn, I look good. I don't look like Derek no more. Wow.
Bro, time out. When they said that, when they was like,
you know what? This nigga wanna it'd be the unprompted ones that get me. Cause it's like, I didn't say nothing to this man.
You said, I don't know who this man is. I said nothing to this man.
He just came for my whole life, but I didn't even say that.
I think you just said the Jamie Foxx, and I was like, Jamie Foxx looked terrible in Spider-Man 2. I'm gonna make this joke. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't explain none of that type of shit. They were just like, yeah, he looks different now. He looks like Jamie Foxx. We were just like, okay.
No, I was like, yeah. No, they were like,
I was wondering the same thing as I was watching, and I was like, no backstory, no context.
Okay, all right.
They're like, he looks so different now. They was like, this is like, what happened? I feel like I shocked in a bunch of electric eels. I was like, so does this mean he was white before? Like this?
No, that was an amazing Spider-Man 2 reference. I didn't care about that. I was just like, yo, this nigga really looked like bust down in his movie. He just come up looking like Jamie Foxx. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay,
yeah,
sure, fuck it.
Also, I read something. I don't know if it's actually true. Is it true that what's his name in real life? I was going to call him something. I don't think that's his name. Is his name Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he ad-lib that I love y'all line?
That's what he said, yeah.
Y'all think that's true?
That's what, I mean, apparently, yeah.
It's pretty good if you did.
Andy.
You would be surprised how much the, like, stuff gets ad-libbed in a movie.
Yeah, like, lots of stuff get ad-libbed, dog. And then when you go back and you watch them, you're like, huh.
Like that scene in Infinity War when Drax was like, I'll do you one better. Why is Gamora? Like, that was completely ad-libbed. He wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah. Or like even in TV shows, like when the last couple of seasons of Insecure, like the last season or the series finale, like when Molly and Issa was like crying. When Molly and Issa was like crying, like, that was off script, bro. They was literally saying, I love you. I miss you too. Like, that was legit. They were not acting in that.
It's also very on brand that Jesse watches Insecure.
Actually, I've actually not watched the last season.
The fact that you know the plot.
Jesse, you have watched more of it than either of us.
Yeah, you've watched more than it than me and Josh combined.
That's because, so, full circle, I was high as hell when I watched the first three seasons. And you know that.
You watched all three seasons in a day?
Bro, we watched all three seasons in the day.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. But I was high as hell.
How much time did you have?
Bro, he had a lot of time.
I was high.
I remember this man telling me that he said that he thought it was 3:30. He looked up, it was 10:30. He was like, holy shit.
I went to the bathroom and I was like, it's 10. I go back in. I was like, what episode is this? It was like, we're in the middle of season three? It was like, yeah. I was like, oh. I was just enjoying it. I was just enjoying it, bro. I was like, I get it. I get why they like this.
One show that I never watched that I kind of wanted to was Orange is the New Black. I've never seen an episode of that show.
That's not bad.
I heard it was good as hell, though.
I understand.
See, the only thing that prevented me from watching it is that everybody was like, fuck this show after
that black character died.
Yeah, and they were just like, we don't care about this anymore. And I was like, oh, man, that seems like that sucks. So yeah. I don't know if I want to go through that. Like, okay.
You said, I don't want to go through that. Yeah. I want to get attached.
I don't want to get attached to the show and then be like, yo, fuck this show. And then, like, be mad about it. You know, I already have Game of Thrones for that. So.
Haven't seen that show either.
That was such. Can we?
But anyways, Derek, what's going to be what's harder for you, the eating or the working?
This is a classic podcast. We went everywhere. Literally, back.
We started here, went here. I mean, I don't. If I had to be transparent, I guess the technically like harder aspect for me would be the eating. Working out is just working out is just me not going to the gym. Like, what does that mean? You know? Listen, I have been attacked.
He was being vulnerable.
I have been attacked.
I just did not think it was hard for you to pick up something.
So you just called me a fat ass.
I'm not calling you fat. Wait, hold on. I didn't use the F word now.
Big man. His name. Oh, I'm not talking to you. Man. I'm not talking to you, Dusty.
Are you? You said big man. I just got on. Wow.
No, I really didn't think that'd be hard for you, bro. Like on some reels, because no, like it always seemed like you consistently eat your meals.
Alex, it's okay.
He said you ain't missing no meals in his
bed. Yeah, missing no. No, I'll explain why I said this. This is just supposed to crucify me.
You know what?
He just cut himself off like I did.
Yes, proceed, please.
That's hilarious. No, it's harder for me to do that because one, eating that many like items in like a breakfast meal, lunch meal, dinner, whatever, it's very much a lot. Like having to, I don't know, you cook something, gooey sausage, you get a muffin, yogurt, whatever, like whatever's in that meal, like that's just a lot of food. And then like on top of that, I'm the type of person that gets really like kind of like annoyed when I have to repeat like meals or just gets boring. Like I don't like eating like repetitively. So like I'd be trying to find ways to mix it up, but then that kind of turns into me not wanting to actually try to cook those meals because it takes a lot of effort. Yada yada yada. Like it's a whole roundabout thing. But I don't know. It's just like trying to prep the meals, trying to make sure I stick to them, you know, timing of the day, you know, all that stuff just kind of plays a role. And me not being as good at the aspect of like keeping up with the meals as I can be. Going to the gym is just going to the gym. That's just like a choice. Like, that's just like, I'm gonna go or I'm not gonna go. Like, that's not difficult, but it's the making sure that I get the calories or, cause like you all have seen like some of my previous like screenshots, like I'll be like 600 off or like, you know, whatever, 500 off, whatever. So like just trying to make sure I'm hitting certain numbers and all that stuff is just kind of a, I guess you could call it a difficult part. But yeah, no, the eating part's definitely harder than the working out.
I will say this. When you said comparatively, I thought you said it's hard eating comparatively, something like that. I thought you said competitively. And I was like, when was he eating competitively? But again, maybe I'm just assuming another narrative on you, but I thought you was like, it's hard for me to eat competitively. It's like, no one's not telling you to eat quick, bro. You don't have to eat your glizzies on your own pace.
it ain't that. It's just the, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, if I had to describe it simply, it's just like the preparing slash actually like executing like the meals and all that. Like if I had to just put it simply,
you say you'd
be, it's a lot under there, but
you say yeah. You'd be fuck.
No, it'd be no, no, it'd be when I fucking have to eat two huge ass pieces of salmon. I get done with the first one, I'm just like, I know you fucking lie. Like I'm not about to eat this second piece. Like bro, I literally ran into that the other week. Like when I was eating lunch one day, like I had to eat two pieces of salmon and I had like some pasta like on the side, and it was just like, I thought I was gonna die. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like
I was just you like, said, oh no.
I looked at the fish for like 2 minutes. I was just like, I really have to do this, huh?
See, that's where you go wrong, dog. Like trust me, bro. I've been there. It's just like, dog, it just has to get into my body. Like a lot of times I'll be having lunch or whatever, and like, damn, I'm full. Okay, take a 10-minute break, get some more. Take another
that's
couple minutes.
That's
minute
how y'all
breaks.
Do, bro. That's
just,
exactly
how y'all it,
do
it. It just has to, like, you see, I don't take no breaks when I drink the shake, dog. It's just like, it just has to get in the body. Like, that's it. Like, that's it, bro. Like, I don't know what's, like, and even the whole eating repetitively, I feel you. But,
Wait. You know what it is? You're not eating for it to taste fucking good. You're eating it because you like the benefits that come from it, motherfucker.
So shut the fuck up and eat that shit. I mean, like, that's a very...
Shout out to fitness Instagram. Shout out to fitness.
That's not the way I would say it. That's not the way I would say it, but my nigga, he do got a point. Like, you don't... We're not doing this shit for like, you think I want to eat 3,000 calories a day, my nigga? Like, no. Like, I like.
He didn't say it. He didn't say it in a way how you would say it. He said it. It's 93 Dream Scene Charles Barkley. He said what you wanted to say, but you didn't want to say it in that way. That's what that was. That's all that was. He was just like, hold on, get out the way, get out the way. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
I don't even know if it's the repetitiveness as much as like, like, I don't even know. I'd be struggling even trying to come up with the meals themselves. I'll be honest. Like, I know what, like, what the certain meats are, you know, that I can eat. Like, I can stick to, like, ground turkey. Shut up, Jesse. I can stick to ground turkey, you know, chicken, fish.
Sorry, bro. Of course you got that aspect down, nigga. Of course you do. Like, you missed the meat, man. You're like, the protein, got it. It's all this other bullshit. That's just
no, like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'm having chicken this day, you know, fish tomorrow. Okay, back to chicken, I guess. Like, that's how it feels. Like when making like a meal plan, it's just like, okay, salmon today. I'll have chicken breast tomorrow. I guess tilapia. Like, you know, like that's just kind of how it feels.
I mean, that's
fuck a meal prep, bro. You need a cookbook. That's what it sounds like.
No, I ain't even trying to be like Chef Boy or Derek. No, I ain't even trying to do all that. It just feels very, I don't know.
That's just, but again, dog, like, I don't know. Like, I wish I had better advice than just been like, just it is what it is, bro. Like, I eat like steak once or twice a week, very high protein. I just got chicken thighs today, like, salmon, tilapia, like all that type of shit.
Maybe it's just certain things, like how you season it and stuff. You could switch that up, I guess.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Maybe
like the little things, I guess.
That's what I said. Maybe you need a cookbook, bro. I wasn't saying that to be funny. I was saying that to like, maybe it's the way how you like chefing it up and prepare it. Like, I mean, if I would have ate the classic way to quote unquote cut, I would be losing my mind right now. But I don't. Y'all know some of the stuff I make, like, and I'll be having fun making it. And I still stay under my
teriyaki 47.
Yes, like, that's the stuff that I made. I'm not even gonna tell y'all what I made today, but like, that's not...
It was teriyaki, wasn't it?
It's the number between 50 and 75.
I even made that today. I'm probably make that Friday, but I had some leftover chicken, I had some leftover cut chicken, I had some leftover goat. And I just went on from there.
Jesse
Left over goat. You just got back, nigga. Had, like, what do you mean left
no,
over?
No, he got a butcher I left.
Connect. He told you he got a butcher connect now.
So from my before I left, I stocked up my freezer. So that's why like I probably don't even have to go to the grocery store like that this month. But before I left, I stocked up my freezer and I had kind of prepped all my meats because I learned from meeting from Mr. Meat Man. And I had leftover goat and all that stuff from previous dishes. So I pulled that out today and I just like made my little Indian dishes and like called it. But like all those dishes are like under, they're biryani. Like my chicken biryani, I think it's about 800 calories and my goat one is about 800. But like, they're like, and they're high in protein. They're still good though. It's not, that's all. It's chicken. Some of it's goat. And I mean, it's like, this is que lo que. This is like left field, but like, it gets me where I need to go. It don't, like Josh said, sometimes I have days where it's like, don't make it cute, just eat it. It don't matter if you're making it cute. It don't matter how much you're making it sexy. All I know is there's a calorie count, there's a portion count, there's a protein count, there's a carb count I need to hit every single day. And that's what I need to do. I don't care how sexy it is. I got to hit it. That's the bottom line. Because this summer, we're going up. I don't want to be the fat one in the group. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. I'm hitting 190 by this summer, no matter. I don't care. It don't matter to me. All right. Y'all already sick enough of me to say that, oh Josh, you never have a shirt on. You think I'm gonna have a shirt on this summer? No, nigga. Like,
oh, that's not me. Like, I'm for all of them, I'm comfortable in my skin. I know I'm six. But it's a certain demographic that I attract. So I don't care. Some like the oh, he takes off his. Ew, he just takes off his shirt all the time. Something like the belly. I don't care. I am fine with where I am, bro. I am probably going to be a nice little slim, but still a little gut. I don't care. I'm just not going to be the fat one in the group. That's all I know.
Hopefully I'm there with y'all, man.
Man, the only way how you going to get there is unless you want to get there, big dog. That's on you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's on you, big dog.
It's a self process.
You gonna be there with us, big dog? All right, I ain't lose faith in you yet.
Talking about yet. That's fair.
I mean, listen, dog, you a grown ass man. I can't make you do nothing. Although I will show up to your house one of these days and be like, "All right, Derek, time to go work."
We do. I really, Derek. I ain't really mad that like we have not done that. Cause I love when me and Josh and like all the two brothers go work, and that's always fun. That is like kind of fun, but I think it's gonna be even lit in the summertime. But it's like we all three of us never did it. I would really enjoy that.
Oh, this took so many left turns. I don't even know. Danny, do either of y'all got some other shit to say, or are we good?
I'm good, bro. I'm gonna get ready to start cooking. Again,
Derek.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, right. Wait. Here comes the theme song. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew. Does he
What is wrong?
Oh my goodness. For Joshua Chapman, Derek Smalls, and your boy Groovy Le Grizzly, thank you for listening to the It's Just Dope podcast. Make sure you like, share, subscribe on all our content on social media and Instagram at joke_podcast. Make sure you like, share, subscribe our YouTube page or It's Just Dope podcast. Please share that YouTube content because we are trying to expand that as much as possible.
Hold on. I totally forgot.
What's up?
It's been so long since we've done this. I don't remember how many stars the people should give us. I forgot.
Oh, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Give me 5 stars. Shout out to who, Josh, for the outro?
JLZ or Kingboy.
Bye.
Bye. Derek, your ass better go lift tomorrow, nigga. I'm not playing with you.